Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings. Today is 28th of February 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be seated on your throne of tapasya and service and thereby claim the future throne of the fortune of the kingdom. The children who are closed on the throne of service will be close to the throne of the kingdom in the future. To the extent that you are cooperative in service here, you will be accordingly constant companion in the kingdom. Here you have the seat of tapasya and service, and there you have the throne of the fortune of the kingdom. Just as you are Bab Dada's companion in remembrance here, similarly there you will be companion in every action from childhood to the time of ruling the kingdom. Those who are constantly close, constant companion, constantly cooperative, constantly doing tapasya and seated on the throne of tapasya are the ones who will be seated on the throne in the future. So, Baba is talking about what throne you should have here so that you will have throne of fortune in the future. So here, when you are seated on the throne of first, which? Tapasya. First service. Here you are seated on the throne of service, one. Second, here you are seated on the seat of tapasya. Then, here, you are constant companion, close companion, constantly cooperative. Here and there, then automatically you become with him all the time. You become a companion with Father in all action. So, here, when you sit on the seat of service, there automatically you sit on the throne of fortune. Here, when you sit on the seat of tapasya, automatically there you sit very close to the throne of future kingdom. Okay? So, here when you become companion, there also you become companion. Here when you are cooperative, automatically you are very close there. So, when all these four things are here, the similar things would be there. So, the first is service. Baba said, here you sit on the asana of service, seat of service. Here this seat and their throne. The one, it's not that if you sit and just order others to do things. Here you become beggar and there you become prince. Here you devote yourself to service. Here you drown yourself into service. And automatically there you claim high position. This is the equation Baba has given. Here if somebody thinks that I will become king here, in other sense, then you will not be king there. In Bible there is a beautiful statement, those who are first here would be last there. Those who are last here would be first there. It has got a different meaning. Those who are making a show off, those who are trying to become bosses here, they will become servants there. Those who are trying to become servants here, they will become bosses there. In my father's house, there are many mansions, and you will get big accommodation there. But those who want big accommodation here, they will get huts there. Those who want to live in palaces here, they will become hut dweller there. Those who are staying in tents here or huts here, they will get palaces there. Those who are trying to become rich here, they will be reduced to penury, poverty there. So this is the equation. Those who will devote themselves to service, pehle main, I will do this service. Those who take initiative, those who want to do all the service on the, by themselves, they will become bosses, they will become kings there. But those who want to become officer here, I am the boss of this department, I am the king of this department, I am the in charge, I am the head of the department, I am the in charge, I am the boss, I am the officer, you have to listen to me, I am the leader, I am the monitor. You have to obey what I tell you. You know, there is a very tragic incident in the life of Adolf Hitler. He never married any woman because he used to fear. If he marries anybody, he has to listen to that woman. He marries just before, few hours after his death. And before. Did I say after? No. Before death. And then he kills himself. But there is a very tragic incident. There was one lady whom he used to love. Okay. And once, and she used to stay with him. She asks that her mother is ill. She wants to go and see her. He said, no. You should not go. She persisted that I want to go. Please, my mother is sick. I want to go. But he said no. And then Hitler goes somewhere for his work. She feels that nobody is at home and she can go and meet her mother. So she goes and meets her mother and comes back. Somehow Hitler gets to know about this, that she has gone there. So he goes there, takes off his pistol and just shoots her, and she dies because she did not obey him. That was Hitler. So here, don't become officers, don't become bosses, don't become monitors, don't become leaders in that way that you want. You don't have to ask for respect, you have to command respect. Commanding respect is entirely the sign of leader. So don't make people do things what you say. Don't make them, force them to obey you. So here you have to serve, you have to become server, you have to become world servant. Just as father says, I am world servant, you have to become as egoless as he is. So here you sit on the throne, in the seat of service, and there automatically you sit on the throne of fortune. First. Second is, here you sit on the seat of tapasya. This life is not a life for indulgence. Bible says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Everything is worth, waste over here. It's an exhibition. Don't get involved in this frivolities of this life. Don't get involved in this waste. And the waste indulgence, sensual indulgence. This life is for tapasya, to get pure. Things have to be put in fire. Burning fire is needed. Blazing heat is needed. Then only you will become pure gold. Otherwise, how will you become? So this life is not for indulgence. This life is not for flesh satisfaction, flesh gratification. This life is not for sense contentment. This sensual pleasures of food, pleasures of feeding the body, pleasures of indulging in the bodily pleasure. This life is for doing intense tapasya. You have to sit here in the seat of tapasya. Then only there you claim high fortune. There and then only you will claim greatest, highest throne there. So here is tapasya, not indulgence, not bhog vilas, not frivolities of life, not the sense gratification, flesh gratification. Because this you have been doing for such a long time, and we have been doing this for a long time, and we got addicted to flesh pleasures. There is a amount of addiction in all the flesh pleasures. Once you start eating something and you start liking it, you become addict. There are sugar addicts and there are salt addicts. The moment you are deprived of that, you feel withdrawal symptoms. We have got addicted to things. So these are deepest addictions within us. So, tapasya. Next is, here you become father's companion. Now, when you are companion here, throughout this cycle for all the 5000 years, He will be with you in some way or other. His help, whilst you are deity, that time also Brahma Baba would be with you somewhere. From the copper age, you will be very much near to God. You will be born in the family of devotees, saints. You will be loving God some way or other way. You will be always feeling His pleasure, even the pledge, presence, even though you don't have His knowledge, His introduction, nothing. But still, you will feel His presence all the time. So that is, be companion here, then you become companion there. You be cooperative here, then He will give cooperation to you in the time of distress. Right from copper age. Wherever you will be in distress and you cry out, He will come to the succor. He will give you and give you timely help. So, be cooperative here. So, in today's blessing, what Baba is saying, the children who are close on the throne of service will be close to the throne of the future kingdom. To the extent that you are cooperative in service here, you will accordingly be constant companion in the kingdoms. Here you have the seat of tapasya and service, and there you have the throne of the fortune of the kingdom. Just as you are Fabdada's companion in remembrance here, similarly, there you will be companion in every action, right from the childhood to the time of ruling the kingdom. Those who are constantly close, constant companion, constantly cooperative, constantly doing tapasya and seated on the throne of tapasya are the ones who will be seated on the throne in future. So the foundation of future is present. So always think that I am server. Always think that I have to serve. I am world servant. Always think that this life is durlab in today's Murli. This word has come. Durlab. Don't think of ending this life, of committing suicide. This is a very, very rarest of rare life. This is durlab. So devote yourself to service. Devote yourself to tapasya. Feel His company all the time. There is an English saying, when I forget that God is my supreme companion, I feel lonely. When I feel lonely only when I forget that God is my supreme companion. So make Him your companion, your friend, your closest friend. Celebrate Friendship Day with Him every day. It's not a once a year Friendship Day. We have Friendship Day every day. Every day is a Friendship Day. So, have such a beautiful companion. And then last, cooperate. If you can't help, if you can't do anything, if you can't take initiative, if you cannot go ahead, at least you can give a helping hand. Cooperate. At least don't become a barrier. At least don't become a vigna, an obstacle in whatever services others are doing. If somebody is doing a good service, good churning, good gyan, good yoga, don't at least become an obstacle in his path. If doing some good service, don't stand there. Let him go ahead. Even this giving cooperation is such a good thing. Just cooperate. Even if you don't do anything, just sit and send vibrations, good wishes, pure feelings, positive vibration. That's it. So do these four things here and automatically you will get everything there. Om Shanti.